From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump making no promises to change his decision about pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord, something that made for awkward moments Thursday on the first day of his trip to France. Amid deep disagreements with his host, French President Emmanuel Macron, over climate and trade, odds were stacked against a good visit for the U.S. president. Two leaders instead focused on finding common ground on areas like Syria and counterterrorism. President Trump is in France for Bastille Day celebrations. Chinese human rights prisoner Liu Xiaobo has died at the age of 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer. Liu, a Nobel Peace Prize winner who spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience, passed away at a hospital where he had been moved from his prison cell in the final stages of his illness. William Ni, a China researcher for Amnesty International Hong Kong, spoke with VOA.
I think that many people are just feel a sense of grief, of course, at his loss, but also outrage that he should have been in prison to begin with. And unfortunately, what we've seen over the last few years is that the trends towards human rights have only gotten worse.
Liu's final days were marked by a public dispute over the quality of his care and Beijing's refusal of a family request that he be transferred to treatment in the U.S. or Germany. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson left Qatar and will apparent progress little made there on shuttle diplomacy aimed at ending Doha's standoff with neighbors. This is VOA News. U.S. Special Envoy for the Global Coalition to Defeat the Islamic State, Brett McGurk, detailed the progress of the coalition's work in Iraq and Syria to reporters. He said the battle against IS is not over, but by defeating them in Mosul, Iraq, the coalition has been successful. Reporters asked him about the battle against IS in Syria.
Syria is far more complicated than Iraq. It's far more complex. As I mentioned earlier this morning, we do not have a government to work with. That's not going to change anytime soon. What we are trying to do is make sure that in areas in which we are operating, in which forces we are working with, we have deconfliction arrangements in place so that the territory, there's a clear delineation of territory so we don't have incidents like happened a few weeks ago where we shot down a Syrian plane. So we are working very hard with the Russians on those types of arrangements, and we're actually fairly encouraged by what's happening there.
McGurk briefed reporters following the final of 3 days of coalition meetings in Washington. This week's meetings were the first of the full coalition since December of 2014. Egyptian Coptic and Catholic churches have suspended all outside church activities for the rest of July because of security threats. Church officials gave no information on who recommended the suspensions or if there were any specific threats. But Islamic State had threatened to continue attacks on Christians in Egypt after it claimed responsibility for killing at least 28 in May, two separate church bombings on Palm Sunday, blamed for 44 deaths. Kenyans preparing to elect their next president, lawmakers and local representatives on August 8th with incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta seeking a second 5-year term and veteran opposition leader Raila Odinga determined to unseat him. Meantime, political posters appear to be widely misunderstood in the country. Tom Wolf is a resident of the capital, Nairobi.
Opinion polls, it depends. I think they are not so credible as such because in this country, most likely might find whoever has money can influence the opinion polls. So guys can buy people. Kenya is generally a corrupt country. You find, I can sway people's ideas if I have money.
Campaign rhetoric heats up there. Hostility towards pollsters continues to erupt. The latest Ipsos poll shows the presidential race may go to a second round, sparked angry denunciations and threats on social media. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.